one, with the existing industries, which is the backbone of the European economy, European employment, from iron steel to aluminium to petrochemicals to others. We have to find a way, being selective there, to help them to bridge the cost gap. And what I told you a few minutes ago, that we may be entering a lower fossil fuel price environment could be a breathing space for European economy. An autumn pause, if you want to say. So a couple of years, the existing industries, selective way, we can help them. We should help them. Because they are source of employment as well. No employment means, among other things, providing a fertile ground for extreme political considerations as well. So we have to be aware. This is number one. Number two, what we have to do is, for tomorrow's industries, we have to focus in which of them Europe can be competitive. We cannot be competitive in all of them. Strong for buy, it's finished, some of them. We have no chance. But some of them, for example, wind industry. We have a lot of experience there. The electricity sector, I mentioned age of electricity, transformers, grids, transmission lines, we can be competitive. Batteries, and here there is a need to support these industries and others. And third, in my view, we should come up with a clear strategy there in order to how to close the cost gap with the existing industries and what to do with tomorrow's